From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
You go into a wine tasting bar and are none too impressed with the wine. The spit bucket is sitting right there in front of you. To spit or not to spit? Is there really any question? More after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
No one likes to tell another person that their product is not fit for consumption, but many wine drinkers feel that that is precisely what they're doing when they spit out or dump the wine they've just been poured. Nonetheless, you can rest assured that most wine tasting room staffers have seen more people spit than a dental assistant. In fact, there's more spitting going on in a single wine tasting room than on all the pitcher's mounds in the majors put together. It's not an insult to say, "This isn't my taste." If all you want to get is your money's worth by drinking every drop, well, have at it. But know this, your palate will likely be both confused and worn out before your tasting adventure is over. Now, if you prefer white over red or red over white, stick with your preference. And if you don't drink everything in sight, the wine bar may surprise you with something special at the end. And you people who take up precious space at the wine bar, who are only there to drink, you make me so mad I could just spit. LOL. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.